You can go now.
Good evening. Welcome to share in German at Khan. On behalf of Jake, we want to welcome you. This week, Erev Rosh Hashanah, I want to mention that the shir is dedicated to Zecher Uli'ili Mishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. This week is the week before Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, let us perhaps start on one Torah relating to the Yom HaDin that is coming upon us very soon. Interesting, it's important, interesting to note that the nusach of the tefillah and in general, the theme of Rosh Hashanah very much relates to women, to noshim. Let me give you a few examples. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we begin with the lane, the laning, Bahashem pokad es Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah, and Sarah had a child, Yitzchak. In the Haftarah, we learn about Chana, her prayer before Hashem to have a child. Chazal tell us that Rochel was answered on Rosh Hashanah. On Haftarah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we mention Elu to Rochel. The fact that we blow 100 koilos comes from a mother, a woman. Chazal tell us we learned this from the mother of Sisera. Sisera was waiting for her son. The mother was waiting for her son Sisera to come back from the war. He was the general, Tsar of Melech Yovin. And when she sensed that he was not coming back from war, she cried. Atiyabeb Aim Sisera. Gemara tells us she sobbed 100 cries. And from that we learn the word Vatiyabeb means to cry, it means to sob. And we connect it to the Targum of Teruah, Yom Teruah Yihye Lochem, which the Targum translates as Yom Yababa. And the connection between the similarity between these two words teaches us that we blow the shofar with the sound of the cry of a mother. Some Farshim, they tell us that really we're just using the mother of Sisera to learn from Sar Imenu. Sar also cried when she heard that her child, Yitzchak, was almost offered as a korban at the Akedah. The question is, why is there such a connection? Why is there such a connection to Noshim, to women on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah? What is it about Noshim, women, that the Nusach HaTzilah and the theme of the day is centered around them? So let me share with you a vart, an idea from the Levush. The Levush, Alchus, wrote a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. In his commentary towards the beginning, he asked a very basic question, which many people are familiar with. Why is it that a man in the Birchus HaShachar recites the bracha, Sheloi Osani Goy, Sheloi Osani Isha? Man, he says, Sheloi Osani Goy, Sheloi Osani Oved, and then he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ochidim El-Chalom, Sheloi Asani Isha Hashem. I thank you that you did not make me a woman, which we interpret to mean that a man has archaiv and mitzvahs, more mitzvahs than an isha. A woman is exempt from a mitzvah aseisha azman grama, a time-related mitzvah, whereas a man has an obligation to perform every single one of the mitzvahs. When a woman recites the Birchus HaShachar, she substitutes the bracha of Sheloi Osani Isha with the bracha She'osani Kiritzoinai. Hashem has made me according to his will, his desire. And many of us wonder, what is the meaning of this statement from Chazal Chas V'Shalom that we're favoring men over women? There's some equality, there is some superiority that are given to men versus women. Chas v'shalom, that cannot possibly be. Yet, why is the bracha expressed in such a way? Why is there such a contrast? The Levush presents a fascinating answer. Turns this issue 180 degrees. When Hashem made man, Pasuk tells us Hashem asked the angels, Hashem consulted with the Malachim if it would be worthy for him to create Adam. Vayomer Elokim, Na'aseh Adam. The word Na'aseh is translated in the plural. Shall we make man? And this would be problematic because this would allow people who want to err, to allow them to think that perhaps man was, there was more than one God. If Hashem had asked the question, Lashon Rabbim, in the plural, in the plural form, does that mean there's more than one God? Chas v'shalom? And Rashi on this pasuk tells us the answer that it was worthy for Hashem to allow people to make this mistake in order to teach humanity the nida, the attribute of humility. A person should never take upon himself to do something special and take the credit for himself. He should always look and seek to consult, to humble himself, to consult with others, to give someone else an opportunity, to give someone else credit. And it was worthy for Hashem to say Nasa, Lashon Rabbim, in order to teach man this important lesson, even though it would allow someone to make such a horrible mistake. We have to understand something, that when Hashem is built into the DNA of man, are the words Na'aseh Adam, it's not just a person can ask this question and wonder. This is the essence of man. Man's essence, man's DNA was created with a term that allows his mind to wander and to wonder, maybe is more than one. On the other hand, when Hashem decided that Adam needs a companion, he needs a mate, and Adam should not be alone, and he decided that it was time to create Chava, it does not say in the Torah, Vayomer Elokim Na'aseh Isha, but instead the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim E'eseh, I will make an Ezer Kenegdo. It's in the singular. The lesson was taught to man, humility, and now Hashem was able to state correctly, I alone will create the woman. Thus, built into the nature, into the essence, into the DNA of an Isha, is the realization that there is only one creator. There's no room to make a mistake. Ese, Ezer Kenegdo. I alone will create a helpmate for man. Therefore, ideally, it would have been proper for man, for a male, to recite the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, she'asani kiritzono, that Hashem has made me according to his will. Just like a woman says, she'asani kiritzono. But a man cannot make that blessing. Because when Hashem created a man, Hashem said, Na'aseh, let us. The starting point is the Isha, She'asani, who says that Hashem has made me according to his will, only his will. Man who cannot make that blessing as a concession, as a secondary backup. So we console him and we let him say the bracha, Shaloyasani Isha, he has more obligations, more mitzvahs, even a mitzvah that's farm-related. Let's take this idea now to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the goal of Rosh Hashanah is to acknowledge that Hashem is the Melech. And there is only one Melech. It's to acknowledge that Hashem created the world. The theme of Rosh Hashanah centers on Malchus. We blow the shofar to declare that Hashem is our Melech. He is our only Melech. V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol aretz b'yomahu yiyah Hashem echod u'shemo echod. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem echod. The theme of Malchus is there is only one creator. There is only one Hashem. Between a man and a woman, it is the woman who excels, who naturally has that ability to see and perceive the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, as the Levush Malchus has taught us. There is one other place in the Nusach HaTefillah where we mention Elutu in Isha, and that is the word Uvechein. The third blessing of Kedusha, we use the word Uvechein 3 times. Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, Uvechein Tein Kavod. Another mention of Uvechein, likewise later in the davening, in Chazar Sashatz, the word Uvechein is used at least 2 more times. In some kilos, it's used 3 more times for a total of 5, sometimes 6. The word Uvechein is prominently used in the Nusach of the Tefillah. Who is the one who used the word Uvechein? It was Esther Hamalka. Esther said, Uvechein, and thus, Ovo El HaMelech, I will go before the king, Asher Loichados. Although my appearance is illegal and it is dangerous, yet I'm willing to be Moiser Nefesh, to exert myself, to put my life in danger, to make a request on behalf of the Jewish people. Uvechein, Ovoya LaMelech, I will go. Asher Loichados. It is deliberate that Chazal have selected that word on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the day when we need to borrow from the Nida, the attribute of the Noshim, who have a unique ability to see that indeed Hashem is Echad. And their unique ability allows them to do things that a man cannot do. A man cannot go with Nei HaMelech Asher Lo Chados. We have sins, shortcomings, issues. We realize that we have to stand outside. But the Isha, the Noshim, Tzidkoniyos, who have that unique power to see, to sense, to comprehend, and to connect to the oneness of Hashem, they can go lifnei HaMelech Asher Lo Chados, no matter what. And they can carry the day. They can achieve success and blessing like none other. And it's therefore no coincidence that on Rosh Hashanah, the day of Malchus, of when we declare the oneness of Hashem, the day is affiliated with Sarah, with Rachel, Chana, Aim Sisra, even Hagar plays a very prominent role on the second and reading of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and Esther Hamalka. May we all merit to have a year of success, blessing, excellent health, before healing. May Hashem take away from us the worry, the unsettledness of what we're dealing with. It's been a year of uncertainty, a year of worry, a year of pain, a year of illness. year where we lost our footing, but Hashem set us on our path to success, bracha, nachas, parnasa, to each person what they need, what they desire, all to give honor and nachas to Hashem and to Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful year. All the best. Special, we all owe a special debt of gratitude to Jake Weinman for this incredible, incredible forum, this incredible center of Torah that he has created online with his website and all that is associated with it. He's devoted to this project literally night and day. He's gone out of his way in ways that we can't even begin to imagine to be able to bring us words of Torah throughout the entire week. May Hashem bless him and his family. All of the blessings of the Torah, and he should see success in mazel and bracha and all that he does. Thank you. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. Siva v'chasima toiva, but gedenk shtiyar. Good night.